Chapter 40. That man hath no good in himself, and nothing whereof to glory. Lord, what is man that thou art mindful of him, or the son of man that thou visitest him? Psalm 8, verse 4. What hath man deserved that thou shouldest bestow thy favour upon him? Lord, what cause can I have of complaint if thou forsake me? Or what can I justly allege if thou refuse to hear my petition? Of a truth, this I may truly think and say, Lord, I am nothing, I have nothing that is good of myself, but I fall short in all things, and ever tend unto nothing. And unless I am helped by thee, and inwardly supported, I become altogether lukewarm and reckless. But thou, O Lord, art always the same, and endurest for ever, always good, righteous, and holy, doing all things well, righteously and holily, and disposing all in thy wisdom. But I, who am more ready to go forward than backward, never continue in one stay, because changes sevenfold pass over me. Yet it quickly becometh better when it so pleaseth thee, and thou puttest forth thy hand to help me, because thou alone canst aid without help of man, and canst so strengthen me that my countenance shall be no more changed, but my heart shall be turned to thee, and rest in thee alone. Wherefore, if I but knew well how to reject all human consolations, whether for the sake of gaining devotion, or because of the necessity by which I was compelled to seek thee, seeing there is no man who can comfort me, then could I worthily trust in thy grace, and rejoice in the gift of new consolation. Thanks be to thee, from whom all cometh, whensoever it goeth well with me. But I am vanity, and nothing in thy sight, a man inconstant and weak. What then have I whereof to glory, or why do I long to be held in honour? Is it not for naught? This also is utterly vain. Verily, vain glory is an evil plague, the greatest of vanities, because it draweth us away from the true glory, and robbeth us of heavenly grace. For whilst a man pleaseth himself, he displeaseth thee. Whilst he gapeth after the praises of man, he is deprived of true virtues. But true glory and holy rejoicing lieth in glorying in thee, and not in self, in rejoicing in thy name, not in our own virtue, in not taking delight in any creature, save only for thy sake. Let thy name, not mine, be praised. Let thy work, not mine, be magnified. Let thy holy name be blessed. But to me let naught be given of the praises of men. Thou art my glory, thou art the joy of my heart. In thee will I make my boast, and be glad all the day long. But for myself let me not glory, save only in my infirmities. 2 Corinthians 12, verse 5. Let the Jews seek the honour which cometh from one another, but I will ask for that which cometh from God only. John 5, verse 44. Truly all human glory, all temporal honour, all worldly exaltation, compared to thy eternal glory, is but vanity and folly. O God, my truth and my mercy, blessed Trinity, to thee alone be all praise, honour, power, and glory, for ever and ever. Amen.